Hi everyone, how are you today? Welcome to the next episode of the Gatekeeper Conversations. I'm Natalie, your host. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever you are. One of the most important things that we can do for ourselves on the spiritual journey or just in life in general is to create deep awareness for ourselves, awareness of what is going on internally, and awareness of our external environment. And on my previous talk, I talked about, I talked about foundations and values and the importance of that. If we are to move through life, we need to have a sense of who we are and where we want to go. And too often we don't take moments to introspect, to understand what really moves us, who we are at our core, and where it is we want to go, what vision we have for our lives. And I'm talking about this from, you know, a soul alignment purpose. So I spoke a little bit before about how I was working in a corporate job, and I just felt like my soul was being sucked dry, was withering away. And so it is really important to cultivate and awareness. And now I've taken this approach of looking at things from a mind, body, heart, and soul perspective and kind of breaking it down and how do I feel currently? And you can do this little exercise if you like. Take a piece of paper and write down a couple words, mind, body, heart, soul, and write against it, how do I feel currently? And then note a couple of words down. And leave a little bit of space, and then how do I want to feel? Mind, body, heart, soul. And unless you're really on your path, and some of you may be, you may notice there is a gap between how you're feeling currently and what you want to feel. And this is the space where the work needs to take place. This is the space where alignment needs to take place. You know, and how often do we just go through life wandering from one thing to the next, one job to the next, relationship to the next, wondering why things don't work out, wondering why we're not fulfilled, wondering why our life feels out of balance, because we're kind of measuring things by external expectations, societal expectations, parental or peer pressure, what seems practical, rather than really tuning into ourselves and taking a moment to, or many moments, let's say, because it's a process to figure out what really sets us on fire and where does we want to go? How do I want my life to look? How do I want to fill my days? What kind of environment do I want to live in? Yes, perhaps a city on paper seems like there's a lot of opportunity, but we're living in a different world now, and there's so many, many other opportunities. Let's have an abundance mindset as to what can unfold for my life. And it's interesting because I feel like there are a lot of practices out there, and I'm probably going to talk about this in almost every single episode, but for me, this is so huge. Because it took me so many years to figure this out, that very few practices start with this feeling of awareness, of the starting point, or a starting point, and then a vision for where one wants to go, rather than, oh, this is very popular right now, this sounds good, this person resonates with me. Kind of having a little bit of a map of understanding for oneself and not being restricted by it, just having a structure and then starting to flesh it out with tools, with trusted practitioners, with modalities that resonate, with some daily habits, some foundational health practices, and really starting to whittle that down. And by doing this, you start to exert some level of control, and this also starts to trickle into your subconscious. And you start to move yourself perhaps through conscious choice, but sometimes and often through unconscious choice, moving in directions that are much more aligned to you because you've taken the time to, let's say, tune into your internal GPS and saying to it, hey, this is where I want to go. Show me the way. And this is a little bit of a, this requires a leap of faith, trust, yes. Will it be completely bump-free? Probably not. Although some people seem to sail smoother seas than others. But for me personally, I would rather reach the end of this life and know that I've, yeah, tried to live a life of authenticity, be in service, and to be joyful as well. Do things that really make me happy. Surround myself with people that make me happy. And to try and elevate the earth somehow. And we elevate the planet by being at our highest vibration that we can be. By being in purpose. By doing what it is that we're supposed to do. And this can look different from one person to the next. But all are equally important. We're all cogs in this machine, let's say. We're all playing our own instrument in this galactic universal symphony. I wish you a really good day. Till the next one. Bye.